totally blow you away with all the facts and top celebrities and the sports scene today.
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you are talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene. He's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Van der Holyfield.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
I don't think he believes it.
This is Larry Hirsch.
Craig LeBron.
Jim Palmer.
Tony Fernandez. Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Steph.
Ray Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman. And I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
What is going on, boys and girls, back in rainy, semi-chilly Tampa Bay area?
Oh, it's like 68 right now.
Well, it's still semi-chilly. I mean, it's not chilly to me because I was just in minus 19. Well, it wasn't minus 19. It was about 21 as I walked back from the TD. Is it TD Arena? Is that what it's called?
Yes. Yeah, it's not Ameritrade or Waterhouse or whatever it was.
No, it's definitely TD something. It's TD. I'm saying, is it TD Arena? Is it TD Waterhouse? Is it TD?
The TD Garden.
LMNOP. Not the same, though. You know, I was in the garden on Sunday, and it's the garden, and I took a picture of all the banners, and it's certainly cool, but it's not the garden. You know, the old garden was definitely where it's at.
They still have the same basketball floor they use, right? That same style?
I would imagine pretty iconic. I would assume the same semi-style, but I didn't get to see it because it was a fight going on Sunday, and we will get into that. We will get into the biggest event this weekend.
The biggest.
It is. It's the biggest event this weekend, and we'll get to that.
Compared to what? The biggest compared to what?
It is the biggest event this weekend. There is nothing bigger going on this weekend than the event that we're going to talk about. We would start the show like we did Thursday night on another big event, but let's give credit where credit is due.
Like we did which night?
Wednesday night. I keep forgetting. In about 2 hours, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will announce the second worst kept secret since the announcement of Derek Brooks going into the Ring of Honor. It's out. It's everywhere. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. You name it. Everybody knows. Unless they pull a dipsy-doo and rip around you, John Lynch, 47, your next Ring of Honor inductee. You're probably too young to even talk John Lynch, to know much about John Lynch.
I'm familiar.
You're familiar, but you didn't see it. You didn't watch it. And I think I don't like when people vote. I don't like when people nominate, you know, when they didn't see. You know, it's kind of like, you know, East Coast voting for somebody West Coast when they don't even watch their games. They don't know. I mean, again, I'm not trying to stick you under the bus.
No.
Like I normally do.
Yeah. Yes.
You didn't see John Lynch. You didn't see Mike Allstott. You didn't see the teams of 02. You know, you've seen the last 5, 6, 7 years, 10 years maybe. You know what I'm saying? And again, mm-hmm. I'm not trying to be my typical self. It's the new and improved me for the next 5 minutes. So I'm gonna try to.
We know how you like countdown, so it's 104.
So at
109.
Yeah, 109, I can go back to my normal, typical self. But let me reach out if he's available. You know, I don't know what Ed's doing. He's running the board and all that kind of stuff. Him and I have covered this team for, God, forever.
Longer than you'd like to admit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I've been covering this team since probably day one. But, Ed, if you're available, give me your thoughts, John Lynch. I don't know of anybody that they should put in if it's not John Lynch.
Yeah, the only thing I think they were toying with was another one from the past. You know, the Doug Williams, like, you know, him and Allstott went in. But, you know, man, those teams were so bad. It was like, you know, you got Leroy in, and I guess the only holdover from both, you know, the pre-Pewter was the maybe Hardy Nickerson. He did change over for a couple of years, but then he... you know, he kind of left on a sour note, even though he's back here coaching. But maybe Hardy Nickerson. But I think right now, because this is, you know, John Lynch's second go around at the Hall of Fame, and I would think they'd want to get him up in the Ring of Honor before he goes into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that. And again, now that Hardy's not here as a coach, you know, maybe, you know, he was here, he was left, he's come back, and now he got let go again.
Yeah.
I could see Hardy going up, and I think Hardy probably deserves it. But, you know, I've talked about Hall of Fames and Ring of Honors and all that kind of stuff, and it's not the Hall of Good, it's not the Ring of Good, it's the Ring of Honor. I think it should be the elite of the elites, and I'm okay with John Lynch. And then after that, it definitely should be 20, Rondé Barber.
Yeah, yeah, I think. But there's, I mean, you got to space them out. And so it seems like almost every year they're putting somebody in, they're going to start running out.
Well, and that's the problem. But and I think when they first started this, and we're over at $1 all the time, isn't it that their plan was to do one a year?
Yeah. But eventually they're going to run out.
Well, no, that's true. But don't you think you can, if you have to put somebody in, and you don't, but if you have to put somebody in, there's another couple, three, four guys from that 0-2 team.
Right.
Tell me Simeon Rice is going to the Ring of Honor. I'm all right with it.
Hey, you know what I look at is the fact that the numbers that they've put into the Ring of Honor, they haven't given those numbers out. Like, they haven't given 99 out. They haven't given out 40. You know, they haven't given out, who else is up there?
20. Well, 20's not.
Well, 20 not yet, but who else am I thinking of? The other from the era. No, well, Gruber's was actually retired, I think. But those numbers, you know, like the 47s, the 99, the 55s, you know, of course that number's retired, but those numbers haven't been reissued. So I think John Lynch is a strong one, and then I think the year after that, the next year, then I think Rondé's a lock.
I agree.
No.
So I think you have to mix it both with what they did on the field, off the field, and fan favorite. I think you have to mix all the three of those things in.
Now, correct me if I'm wrong, but Ring of Honor.
You're wrong.
I was going to say that. You beat me to it.
No, remember, it's 107. You still have to be nice. Okay. The Ring of Honor is not limited to players, correct?
Well, there's a coach already up there.
No, there's a coach up there.
If you say the wrong name, just so you know, I'm going to.
You
break
know, them. I'm not going to say who you think
if,
I want to say.
If you're going to say the wrong coach, I will lose my mind before 109.
You know I'm not going to say Tony Dungy.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You said it.
You knew I was not going to say that.
I will lose my mind if Tony Dungy gets put up in the Ring of Honor.
I think Gene Deckerhoff should go before Tony Dungy.
Oh, I agree. No, Gene Deckerhoff would be all right. I'm okay with that.
For those playing the home game who are not familiar with Gene Deckerhoff,
they probably won't be listening to this program. If they don't know who Gene Deckerhoff is.
Okay, so for those who are on this program and don't know who Gene Deckerhoff is.
How long has he been doing the play-by-play? 25 years?
I'd have to say, yeah, because who was it before him that went to the Lions? And then, because I can't, Mark something? I can't remember his name.
Oh, yeah, Mark Champion.
Mark Champion, okay. He went and did the Lions broadcast for years.
Right.
But I think those were the only two the Bucks have ever had.
Definitely.
If I'm not mistaken.
You know, and if you want to put up just because he's the former governor, go ahead and put Jesse Ventura in the Ring of Honor because he was awesome when he did the.
He was great. He was great. Well, I think he was only broadcast, 2 years?
I didn't even know it was 2 years. His, one.
But. His greatest call to me was, you know, even though the Bucks were in bad, probably in the Vinny Testaverde years, I think it was, you know, the Bucks were being pounded on by the Chicago Bears for years and years, and they were going up to Chicago, and some of the players called the Bucks pastel foot wipes from the tropics, and went up there, and I think they eventually lost the game, but they jumped out to an early lead, the Bucks did, and they were up 10-0, and Gene said, what do you think so far? And Jesse said, looks to me like the pastel foot wipes from the tropics are up 10-0. That was a great call.
That was definitely outstanding. And IT guy, producer guy that I'm staring at.
Yeah.
How come you didn't think 2 years ago to go to GoDaddy or to go to any of them, and I don't know how long he owned it, but and go and buy the LosAngelesRams.com. You know, a guy
that
has.
That was still out there?
No, a guy, everyday guy has it. But I'm saying, when did he buy it?
That was genius.
Well, you could shorten that to LaRams.com. I don't know if that's out there.
I would imagine if LosAngelesRams.com was available, he bought LA Rams as well.
Yeah. True.
Man, how much? Okay. How much? If you are in that position, if you are the owner, you have to have it.
If
whoa, correct me if I'm wrong. No, it's not. I was thinking that you're it would wrong. Have to be like the name .nfl.com, but no, it's not that. Like,
yeah, I think
Bucks is just Buccaneers.com.
Mm-hmm.
So again, it could be Rams.com. Yeah. So it could be. I'm sure that they have Rams.com in St. Louis.
Right.
I would imagine.
Well, if that's the case,
then they just switch it over.
Then, well, there's no switching. You don't have to change the URL at all.
No, not at all. But I still think you probably
Rams.com is about sheep.
Really?
It's Rams.
So he's the St. Louis Rams. So it'll be so you go yeah. Now and here's my problem with that whole thing. Even though you know that's why he bought it, you know that he's going to sell it.
Oh, StLouisRams.com. You go to the website and front and center, top center. Los Angeles Rams.
Yeah.
So they're keeping the URL the same as St. Louis Rams.
Well, that's just a rollover, yeah.
Yeah. That's like if you go to Knockout Radio, it just goes to Talking Sports with Randy Harris. You know, so they're definitely going to keep that. But what that's telling you is that they don't have LosAngelesRams.com, or it would already be up.
LARams.com goes to Home Depot.
Wow.
You got to negotiate with the Atlanta Falcons to get LosAngeles.com. Yeah. That is absolutely.
How much would you pay if you were the owner to get the website name that you want / need?
If I own an NFL football team,
mm-hmm.
I would pay within reason almost anything to get it.
Well, and that's what I'm asking to you. What is within reason?
Well, again,
hundreds of thousands?
Yeah.
Okay.
You know,
a million?
You negotiate it down, though.
If
you can. You give 2-season tickets for 20 years,
yeah.
Whatever. I mean, again, the king of barter.
Bartering, yeah,
you're
right. Doing it in trade.
Yeah, yeah. The king of barter.
50,000 cash and tickets for life, four seats.
Well, you know, first you start with two, and then when he says no, then right. You four. You don't start with four.
I wonder if the Rams owner had to buy any houses in L.A. Think of all the players that are in St. Louis,
yeah.
That all have to buy homes in L.A.
Yep.
I wonder if that's factored into their contracts.
I wonder if he starts a realty company, too.
That would, yeah.
Think outside, that's 10% or 8% of every of those million-dollar homes.
State taxes out there. Oof.
Are abysmal.
But what's taxes in Missouri?
Guarantee it's not as much as L.A. Like
L.A. is.
Don't
Can't be.
Don't say that. I mean, we don't know. I mean, because we live in one of the greatest states in the planet, in the universe, you know, that doesn't have some of those taxes. But Missouri and California could have stupid state tax and stupid state income tax and all that kind of stuff. 8%, 9% doesn't matter. 6%, 8%. I'm just saying, like I said on the show the other day, we don't do a lot of research. We don't do any research.
Zero.
We have 1 minute before we go to break, so you want to take your phone call?
Sure. Hi, Rib.
With 52 seconds before the break. What's up, Rib?
No, I'm not ribbing you today, buddy.
Hmm?
I got a prediction.
All right,
Tom
Rib,
Lynch to be in the Buccaneers Ring of Honor.
You
and
are
I
a
got
genius.
Another prediction.
Yo, hold on a second. Hold on a second.
Yes,
hold on. I'm going to give you a couple extra seconds. How did you come to think that John Lynch is going to go into the Ring of Honor? What makes you think that?
He's the best player in Buccaneer history. Awesome defensive back.
You know, Rib, we go way, 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 way back. But if I had the capability to cut you off after saying he's the greatest Buccaneer of all time, I probably would have.
Done.
The greatest Buccaneer of all time?
Little much. It's a little much.
I got a prediction for Rib. It's going to rain in Florida within the next 30 days.
With that, let's go hit our first break.
Coming going out
you
on a limb.
Live in studio, our studio, and more cool stuff is coming studio-wise. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network. PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen, this weekend at Raymond James Stadium.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card, just $25 for Florida residents, and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verhaere at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Mike Allsat from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You're talking sports with Randy Harris.
If I ever start cleaning up and cleaning out some of these ice chests, I'm going to look for the old Mike Allstott whistle. Come on, you're really butchering a good song. You're really butchering a good song. I'm going to get that. I'm going to grab that axe off the wall, the Vanderlei Silva axe. So be very, very careful.
The axe murder.
The axe murder. All right. We need to talk about last weekend's UFC event. UFC event coming up next weekend. There's some football games going on this weekend.
There are.
We're going to get to that.
What?
But the greatest event this weekend.
The greatest?
The greatest event all year. The Royal Rumble comes to Orlando this Sunday.
Brother.
And I signed up for the WWE Network last night.
Yeah?
So that I can watch it. Have you ever watched it?
No.
All right.
I am completely unfamiliar with all of the major wrestling events. So WrestleMania, Royal Rumble.
You're unfamiliar with the minor ones as well. So
his first statement.
This is what I want you to do. This is your homework assignment for next week.
So there I was.
Forget working on the Warren Sapp radio show that we're getting ready to do.
You said what? What?
What?
What?
Just for this weekend, don't work on it.
Okay. Okay. Right.
No, you know what? Work on the Warren Sapp radio deal that we're working on tomorrow. Sunday, take the day off and watch the Royal Rumble.
Damn decent of you. Thank you.
Promise you'll watch the Royal Rumble.
I'll be sitting at your house then.
If you have to. Or I'll, or you know what? You, the first month is free at the WWE Network. So sign up for the first month and watch it.
For the first day.
And even if you don't like wrestling, you will like this one event.
I'll see what I can do.
It's definitely worth watching.
Gotcha.
And then for all of you wrestling fans, Roman Reigns checks in with tab number one.
Yeah, so who's this Roman Reigns feller?
That would be The Rock's cousin.
Okay.
First and foremost. And that's one of the
things. So he's got an edge.
He's got a name. I don't know about an edge. They all have edges and names. That Wyatt dude is Mike Rotunda's son.
That means nothing.
Stardust, Gold Dust, and all those other Dusts are Dusty Rhodes' kids. So, I mean, it's a lot
cute.
You know, Charlotte is Ric Flair's daughter. Get it? Get it? They're from Charlotte.
I'm picking up what you're putting down.
See? So,
yeah.
a lot of family stuff. Triple H married the owner's daughter.
That's just good business sense.
That's great business.
That's just good business sense right there.
He can't ever fire. He can't ever. You know, Vince always comes down and goes, "You're fired." Well, he's not going to do that to his son-in-law. So his son-in-law is pretty damn safe.
He's just got to stay married.
Tom, well, why?
What do you mean, why?
Just what I said. Why? A percentage of whatever that's worth? He doesn't have to stay married. He's fine for the rest of his life.
Okay.
Tom Brady, Peyton Manning. Thoughts?
Am I picking one?
No, not yet. Just your thoughts on the game. Everybody's like, well, I don't have a dog in the fight, but I want to see Peyton Manning win.
Oh, I don't care. Absolutely not. I don't care which one it is.
Oh, I definitely care.
I don't care who it is. I think I have a strong feeling of who it will be.
I definitely care.
But I couldn't care less.
I care more this year than any year I've ever. I care more this year, let me correct it, more than any year but one. Who goes to the Super Bowl and who wins the Super Bowl. This will be the number two on that list of me caring. Obviously, 0-2, I cared the most.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And not because it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, per se. It's more that it's the Tampa Bay Buccaneer players that did the radio show that I got to know, that, you know, they supported the show. They supported, you know, everything we did at WTAN. And so I was there rooting for them. I got to go to the game, blah, 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 blah. 0-2, yes, this becomes number two. I want New England to not only beat Denver, I want Carolina to beat Arizona, and I would want, even though my sister will be at the Super Bowl if the Carolina Panthers go, I want Tom Brady to win. I want Tom Brady to be the MVP. I want Tom Brady to set every record known to man in San Francisco.
Because of Deflategate?
Absolutely.
Gotcha.
And then I want commissioner, I want whoever else hands out trophies and crap, to be on that podium and have to turn and say, your Super Bowl 50 MVP, here's the keys to your car again. Here's the MVP trophy again, Tom Brady.
Boom.
God, I want that so bad. I want that. I want that more than I want a burger for lunch today. Then I want that burger. Trust me. I want Tom Brady to be the MVP. Not only do I want the Patriots to win, I want Brady to be the MVP.
I would say if they're going to the Super Bowl, let's say they win, which I think they will.
Hold on.
That was just my opinion. I think they will.
I'm just saying, Arizona and Carolina are two pretty damn good teams.
I'm not trying to take anything away from them. If we're talking any sort of quote-unquote loyalty, whatever that is.
Loyalty is Dirk Cutter.
I would like...
That's loyalty.
Yes.
And we'll get to
agreed.
That.
But I would say that I would want Carolina to win. If I would want anybody to win, it would be Carolina, just because... Cam Newton went to Auburn, and I like players from Auburn. But, I mean, I honestly don't see Brady and the Patriots not winning. And if and when they win, I'd say there's a very high probability he'll be the MVP.
All right, you brought up Cam Newton.
I did.
Let me tell you that I have two people sitting on my shoulders. I have one on each shoulder, and I don't know which one I want to listen to.
Go with Danny.
Well, Danny just tells me not to say anything stupid. Well. So this will be my last broadcast then, because if I'm not allowed to say anything stupid. I have become a Cam Newton guy. I like some of the stuff he does. I like him giving the football. So did you see that little girl last week?
She was ecstatic.
All the crap that you can say about Cam Newton, that changed everything for that little girl. You know, she'll remember it the rest of her life, on and on and on and on.
Mm.
I agree. Players have told me for years, Cam Newton has said it now, you don't like me dancing in the end zone? You don't like me doing whatever the crap it is that I do? Stop me. Don't let me
get in.
and that's what offensive players have said all the time. And there's been some defensive players that have kind of said the same thing. Our job's to stop them. And if we don't stop them, then we can't bitch.
Yeah.
But
makes sense.
I don't like when he takes his lap around the stadium. I'm cool with that. I like almost everything he does. But for him to grab the flag, and I believe he did it with a Buccaneer fan. I believe he did it with a Seattle fan. And he goes and he takes somebody's product just to kind of deface it and throws it on the ground. And I think that's pushing it.
Mm-hmm.
There's no reason to do that, because fans should be allowed to root for whatever team they want to root for.
Sure, yeah.
Short of you do it. Now, you know, he pulled that sign down, and I know that there were some problems, and Carolina had to pay, and, you know, all that kind of stuff. It's, I don't know. That bothers me. So which guy do I want to listen to right now?
The other
Cam guy or the guy you're a buffoon?
Go with the Cam guy, because you already think that Tom Brady's going to beat him in the Super Bowl.
I said I want Tom Brady to beat him in the Super Bowl. I didn't say I think Tom Brady's going to beat him in the Super Bowl.
What do you think is going to happen?
Let's wait until just saying. You know, only a knucklehead, only a total knucklehead would make a prediction right now. Cam Newton plays against Arizona and he breaks 2 legs, 2 feet, and his left arm.
And 11 fingers.
You still think Carolina's got a shot to beat either New England or Denver?
There's always a shot.
No.
There's a puncher's chance.
There's not a puncher's chance.
Yes.
Now, with that said, I'll tell you what, you're right. Because if Denver beats New England and Cam breaks both legs, 9 fingers, 17 toes, and a left shoulder, then he will be as beat up as Peyton Manning, and the two of them will be equal. Yeah, maybe.
Boom. No. There you go.
No, Denver will beat Carolina if Cam Newton gets hurt. New England will beat Carolina if Cam Newton gets hurt. The Tennessee Titans will beat Carolina if Cam Newton gets hurt. Absolutely.
I think that one's pushing it.
I don't. Not at all.
I think so.
I think Cam Newton is more valuable and important and will determine whether Carolina wins on this weekend. I don't know if they play Saturday or Sunday. More than Steph Curry at Golden State.
They play Sunday at 6:40 Eastern Fox.
And I even knew that because I have both TVs set up.
No.
Didn't the Bucks play Carolina last year against Derek Anderson started? And
yes.
He lit them up for like 4 touchdowns?
Yep. Yeah.
So there's a team that could lose to him.
Just saying.
That was last year.
Just saying.
Well, I know, but not much has changed.
No, that was last year.
That was last year.
That was last year. You know, they had a couple better receivers, and they had, I don't know, whatever.
Now, when you were saying MVP earlier, were you talking about MVP for the Super Bowl or for the season?
Oh, the Super Bowl. Cam Newton's your MVP of the league.
That was my next question.
Yeah. I wanted Tom Brady to be the MVP of the league as well, but that's not going to happen now.
Well, I guess it would happen. It would depend on what happens in the game.
Well, I thought it's not like every other sport, and it ends come playoff time.
No, the MVP of the Super Bowl, that happens is what happens in the game.
No, not Super Bowl. I'm saying the MVP of the league.
Oh, well, I think Cam Newton's got that wrapped up.
Right, and that's what I said. Cam Newton has that one. I wanted Brady to win that because I want those clowns to hand every trophy possible, you know, to Brady just as a – did you see he's being looked into and could face a 4-game suspension?
I saw something about why, though.
Because of the coin flip. He was involved in that.
I missed that one. What happened?
The coin flip?
Yeah.
You know, where the coin flip, where it didn't turn and everything, that's Tom Brady's fault. where's the symbols? And all?
The flip wasn't high enough or something.
Yeah. Do you know that because the flip didn't and they had to reflip it, that's now one of those prop bets? And it's, I think, 2.5 or 3.5 rotations is the bet for the Super Bowl.
Oh, Lord.
They'll find a way.
They will.
They'll find a way to put money on anything.
And I'm going to practice, and then I may take that. I may do it. I may call Greg Hendricks and put $1 or $2 on the rotation. But you got to practice a couple times just to see what the rotation really, in fact, would be, could be, should be, whatever will be. All right, when we come back.
We're still getting to the other half of the rotation
still,
for this show.
Still plenty of things to get to. But I want to just now get nasty and ugly about people ripping the Golden State Warriors and the type of basketball that they play. We'll get to that when we return. This is Talking Sports.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Holy Hog, the best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
Got bills? Looking for work? But nobody is hiring. StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today. Get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South El Mabry in Tampa.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Hey Randy Regime, this is Wegs with Talking Sports, and if you know Randy, you know he isn't exactly what you'd call a gym goer. That's where Kinetics Health Club at the corner of 49th Street and Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park comes in. Kinetics is a family-friendly fitness center with group fitness, personal training, free weights, cardio equipment, and a spin room. Kinetics is a first-class gym with awesome equipment and a very knowledgeable staff. So first class, even Randy trains there with his trainer Scott. Call Scott at 727-827-7979 for the latest details and promotions. Again, that's Kinetics Health Club at 7670 49th Street North in Pinellas Park.
Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen, this weekend at Raymond James Stadium.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Tommy Lasorda, and you're talking sports with the great Randy Harris.
All right, so during the break, I get a phone call. Mm-hmm. I never answer the phone during.
Yeah, what was that all about?
And to be honest, if I don't recognize the number, I don't answer the phone either.
Yeah.
If it doesn't come up with a name on it, which means I've called you, I normally don't answer it. But I answered this phone, and you know what they said?
Mm.
We just got information on your student loans and that you need to pay make a payment. If I still have a student loan out there, I have issues. I have major, major issues. All right, so everybody's complaining about the Golden State Warriors. Everybody is complaining about the type of basketball that they play.
What can you say? What are they saying?
They don't believe that it's basketball because they, you know, chuck it up at half court. You know, Curry practices shooting from the dressing room and makes them.
Last time I checked, they're 39-4.
They don't like the style. They think it's a rip on the game. Yet Hack-a-Shaq is okay. Yet come up through the middle with Bill Laimbeer there and tell me that's basketball. And it just bothers me that, you know, they find a way to win. They put a team together. They said something the other night when they beat, I think it was Chicago. Mm. They had like 36 assists. I believe I saw they have more games of 35 or more assists themselves than the entire league combined.
Combined.
Combined. That means add them all together.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that definition.
I just did it for you. You know, just in case you didn't know.
Yeah. Yeah, they're 39-4. It works. Why would you change something?
Well, it's not that they're going to change. It's other people complaining that it's...
Who cares?
And you know what? I don't think it's a boring game. I don't think anything about it. I think that, you know, if you watched Hoosiers, it's five passes before you shoot. And these guys pass the ball pretty well. Did you see Mo with the three the other night?
He hit a three?
Yeah. Our own,
good for him.
Our own Mo Buckets.
Good for him.
Drains a three. So
they're scoring 114 points a game. How is that not exciting? How is that not fun to watch?
I can't answer that because I enjoy it.
How could you complain about that? I don't understand that. They're not the 76ers who are 6-38.
Oh, yeah, that's a loads of fun. They have entertaining basketball. All right, so there's another rumor that is floating around the baseball realm.
Rumor.
Before I get to that, how about Pete Rose going into the Cincinnati Reds, whatever. Phillies, I guess, have decided not to do it. The Reds have decided to do it. I'm okay if they both would have. Mm-hmm. Now that he's allowed to go into those things. Thoughts? All right, let me rephrase that.
Absolutely.
Let me rephrase. Do you even know who the hell Pete Rose is?
Come on.
I'm just asking.
You know I'm from Kentucky. That's the closest pro baseball team. My dad was a huge Reds fan. I'm very familiar with the Reds and especially Pete Rose. And I've been an advocate for him to be in the Hall of Fame. And for... as long as I can remember. And especially now that he's allowed to go into the team, Ring of Honors or their own Hall of Fames, however they have it set up.
Right.
Absolutely, he deserves to be in there.
Did I tell you I saw him in Vegas when I was there a couple weeks ago?
Mm-mm.
He was signing autographs. There's a, like a little strip deal that connects the Mandalay Bay to the Luxor.
Okay.
And, you know, every one of those little shopping areas have memorabilia stores and whatever. So there's a sign, Pete Rose signing, and I said to Greg Hendrick, we're going to a CES event. I'm like, let's go take a run by. You know, it's like he'll be the monkey at the zoo. We can walk by.
Everybody can look at him.
Take a look at arguably, well, not even arguably, one of the greatest baseball players of all time. So we're on the escalator. We look down. Nick Diaz is down there. So we make a U-turn. We go downstairs. We talk to Nick Diaz a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He told us what was going to happen, and it did. His five-year suspension has been changed to a year and a half. He'll be eligible to fight, I believe it's in June, and expect to see him whatever the very next card is after June. So we go to this memorabilia store, and there's Pete Rose sitting there. And we walk in, and I'm looking at some memorabilia and stuff. I mean, I would never pay the crazy prices anyway.
No.
So they're like, Pete Rose is there signing autographs. And I wanted to say, the nasty guy on my shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
No kidding. That's the guy that's sitting out by the front door, right? The guy that we walked by, and there's a big sign that says Pete Rose. Not that I need a sign to know what Pete Rose looks right. like. So then they start screaming. Now, I'm going to make up a time, 7 o'clock. So at 6:10, they're like, only 2 more minutes of Pete Rose signing. I thought he was here till 7 because nobody was coming in to get the signature, so he was going to leave early.
They were really hurting for signatures?
Well, when you're paying him what I'm sure you're paying him, then yeah. And he's got a great gig because he lives in Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
So every Saturday, every weekend, he goes down for a couple hours. He sits there. He makes some decent money. As long as you don't get that damn signature that says, sorry, I bet on baseball. I hate that.
Was another one.
That he signs that. And as long as he continues to do that, I think it's a slap in the face of baseball. He did gamble.
Mm-hmm.
I am a Pete Rose guy. If I was to start a baseball team, I may start with Pete Rose. But he broke the golden rule. And the golden rule I might have been able to live with if he bet on the Cincinnati Reds every game.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't. He had inside knowledge. That's the whole problem with gambling. All right. So the rumor is, and give me your thoughts on this, Mr. USA Baseball, the National League to adopt the designated hitter.
Oh, no, 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 no. Please, please tell me that's not going to happen. I don't like that idea.
I do.
I tend to be a traditionalist in that sense. I think there should be the designation between the two leagues and have that difference. I think it adds an interesting little twist to the game.
What twist? That a pitcher can't hit?
Yeah.
So every third inning, that team gets two outs instead of three?
There's no guarantee.
I've
seen pitchers hit home runs.
No, I have too.
It happens.
There's been a few. The great legendary Rick Wise of the Philadelphia Phillies was a big home run hitter. I think he hit it like seven or eight. I think if you bring the designated hitter to the National League,
yeah,
it does a few things. It gets awful hitters off hitting. It gets your old veterans that can't play the field anymore. It can keep them in the game. Look what it did for Ortiz and that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
The only negative thing is the bean wars and all that kind of stuff. Now the pitcher, and again, the pitcher doesn't have to worry about it in the American League.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if that happens, they won't have to worry about it in the National League either. Like that either. The only thing that I like about a pitcher batting is that they can get drilled.
Retribution.
That's what I like.
Yeah.
I mean, anybody can throw it at a batter if they don't have to grab a stick and go up there and hit. I knew a guy that was his main job in college baseball. One of his main jobs in college baseball.
He was good at it.
I believe his nickname was a headhunter, and he had no problems. The legendary story of said player who pitched at the University of Alabama, he was pitching in a junior college game, and the catcher comes out, and he tells, blah, 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 your job, you're to drill the next guy. And the story goes, the pitcher says to the catcher, I'll do my job. You do yours.
Boom.
Meaning
drop.
I'll drill the batter. You better drill him before he comes out.
You have to jump on his back before he gets a chance to get 60 feet.
Exactly. So I think if you didn't have intramural or interleague or it is intramural. When you have an interleague game, it's intramural. Because it may be a designated hitter. It may not. It may be this rule. It might be that. The American League, the strike zone's different. Put it all the same.
Intramural means that it's not a sanctioned event.
Exactly. And it's not sanctioned when it's okay, an American League against the National
League. Okay, all right. So the scores don't count.
It doesn't.
Screw it.
Sometimes they don't even keep score. They don't.
Okay. Which makes it really difficult now that interleague play is the entire season, not just part of a season.
Right. And you like interleague play?
I do.
Do you really?
I do.
You don't think that takes away from the World Series? Traditionalist?
No.
Hold on a second. You're the traditionalist.
Mm-hmm.
So now a team could play during the season and then play in the World Series. I know what you're going to say. It happens in the NFL. But it didn't happen in Major League Baseball.
It happens in the NBA.
Of course it does. It has to.
Yeah.
I understand. Well, that's the one difference is it doesn't. That added to the World Series, but because they've made those changes, those things, the traditionalist thing is gone. So you can't keep a tradition here, but not there. So either you let them all go, or you keep them.
I think there is a significant difference in the way you design a schedule as opposed to a rule.
All right, how about we do this? How about you take the designated hitter away in both legs until you have an intramural game, and then you throw underhand like softball.
Okay,
and you add the DH.
Underhand with a DH.
And your DH has to be from a retired player.
Do they have to be Hall of Fame eligible?
Well, no, because Hall of Fame eligible would screw their Hall of Fame eligibility, even though it's an intramural game.
And the games don't count.
No, the games don't count, but because
stats don't count.
Because it's an intramural game, it would push their 5 years of wait time back to start.
Hey.
It's part of the rule.
Occupational hazard.
It's part of the rule that I just invented this game.
You're just making up a whole new sport. You should patent it. This is going to be like basketball. Yeah.
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 This is called Rib Leg. And Rib will be the commissioner. And he will run it, and his rules will matter. And he will predict. Rib the commish. Here's the beauty is, at the beginning of the season, Rib will determine who will win the intramural league, and then they have to play it out and make sure that team wins.
And prove him wrong.
No, and prove him right. This will be the time that he's right.
Okay.
because they'll make that prediction. Okay. All right, shenanigans down. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about this weekend's football. The New England Patriots taking on the Denver Broncos and the Arizona Cardinals taking on the Carolina Panthers. This is Talking Sports.
The best barbecue in Tampa Bay. Winner of the 2013, 14, and 15 Best of the Bay. Holy Hog, the 2014 and 15 Mayor's Mac and Cheese Throwdown Champs as well. Holy Hog has four convenient locations on Armenia, Henderson, Carrollwood, and downtown Tampa. Also two locations in Amalie Arena. Holy Hog can cater any size event, and the fall catering includes smoked hams and turkeys. So why cook during the holidays? Fresh smoked southern barbecue and homemade sides. Your hometown smokehouse, it's Holy Hog.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special event staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got split ends? Thanks to Mick Verhaer at Got Split Ends Salon, the whole Talking Sports team can say,
we look marvelous. Fabulous.
Split Ends Salon is a family hair salon with affordable prices and conveniently located at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park. Sarah, the colorist and style director, can do it all. And if Mick can make me look good, then you know he's a miracle worker. So give Got Split Ends a call today at 727-481-8605.
Metro PCS, Circle K, 1-800-ASK-GARY, and your Southern Ford dealers present Monster Jam. Brought to you by Dairy Queen, this weekend at Raymond James Stadium.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Hall of Famer Deacon Jones, and we're talking sports with Randy Harris.
So Bon Jovi, John Bon Jovi, was in town all week.
Yeah.
Checking out some future NFL football players for the East-West Shrine Game. That'll be tomorrow, I think it is, out at Tropicana Field, with their ultimate goal being to play on Sunday to get to the Super Bowl.
That's the idea.
Give me your thoughts. Who do you like? Who are you taking?
I take the team that's going to win.
Very good. Are you taking the team from New England, or are you taking the home team? Do you see what Brady said and did to Edelman?
No, what did he do?
So Brady tries to get in. He gets to about the 2-inch line. He dives. Everybody thought that he scored.
Yeah.
Edelman's standing about at the half-inch line, about 8 feet away, and he puts his hands up like a touchdown. And there's a picture of it. So I guess Brady put it on his Facebook or his Instagram or his Twitter or whatever and said, "Hey, Edelman, how about next time you block?" Because he didn't get in. Edelman was at the UFC, by the way, on Sunday night.
Very cool.
So you taking Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos? Take Peyton Manning and the Denver Broncos.
Absolutely not. No. Sorry. Not sorry.
I would like to take the other team just because it adds to everything that we do, but I'm taking the New England Patriots. I want the New England Patriots. I believe the New England Patriots will win. Now that my boy Steven Jackson's up there as well. How about that? Gets called up like 2 weeks ago. He's going to end up with a ring.
And your boy?
Yeah, my boy.
Your boy. How is Steven Jackson your boy?
Because
explain that one.
People that I do a great deal of work with in the Las Vegas, Nevada area represent Steven Jackson.
Oh, gotcha. Very cool.
Yes.
Okay. How about if the Patriots win the Super Bowl, LeGarrett Blount's going to have two rings?
I remember a comment, and I want to be careful because I am in the midst of producing the upcoming Sapp and Smitty show, that Warren Sapp once made a comment to Russ Hochstein, something to the effect of, I'll have more Super Bowl rings than you. Now, you have no idea who Russ Hochstein is.
Mm-mm.
Ed, I'm assuming that you do.
Sounds familiar. Offensive lineman?
Russ Hochstein was an offensive lineman, I believe, from Nebraska. He used to do my radio show back in the day.
Yeah.
And where did he go when he left here? That's right. New England.
Mm.
Gotcha.
And he was one of the big dudes up there blocking for Tom Brady. And I believe he has at least two. I know he has at least two. So I'm taking the New England Patriots.
Agreed.
And I'm taking the Carolina Panthers.
Agreed. That's no fun.
I so take Arizona.
No.
You change. I'm not going to.
No, we don't have to change.
Yeah, you do.
What? No.
No, you don't.
No.
Because we don't do stuff like that.
I'll take Arizona and New England.
Okay, Arizona. So if Ed's taking Arizona and New England, then you should take Denver and
Carolina.
No, yeah, Denver and Carolina. And then we all have a dog in the fight.
God, that would be such a coup. If Denver beats the Patriots, if the Patriots don't even make the Super Bowl.
A coup for what? A coup of what?
Just with the storyline the way it is.
It would be wicked good. I know what you're saying.
They had a bigger storyline when they went 18-0 and lost in the Super Bowl a few years back.
Right. Yeah, but we're not in a few years back now.
Jeez. That's a story.
Turn the page, Ed.
That's the night I almost died. That's the closest to death I ever came.
What?
I left Arizona.
This is over Brazil.
Yes.
Whoa.
Yes.
Okay.
This was the closest that I ever came to death. I left the Super Bowl,
and
I was driving back to Las Vegas, and it was, they claim, one of the worst snowstorms they've ever had.
Oh, lucky you.
There was cars upside down. It was ugly. And I called home, and I said goodbye to my son. And you can ask him.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, I literally thought I was going to die.
Wow.
And I couldn't stop, and I really couldn't. I kept driving. I got behind the semi who got pissed. Why would he get pissed? Because he's laying the...
Because you're tailgating.
I'm tailgating him. So he gets off. I followed him off. And then he got back on. I followed him back on. Yeah, it was nasty. it definitely was not pretty. So I am going to take, like I said, I'm taking New England. I'm taking Carolina. We'll worry about the winner of that down the road. Do you give any crap at all about this nasty weather that's coming up the East Coast?
Do you care?
Do you want an update at all on the ugliness in Virginia?
Oh, I know. It's like feet of snow.
Do you want an update?
Yeah, I want an update.
All right, then let's get an update from our weatherman in Virginia. I think he's outside in the snow building a snowman as we speak. What's up, John?
What's up, Randy? How you been?
All right, you building a snowman? Is that what you're doing in Virginia?
No, I'm a Floridian at heart, so I'm staying inside. It's
so you have your flip flops on inside.
Yes, exactly.
How bad is the weather? We're going to act like we're concerned.
It's actually snowing pretty good here right now. I mean, for my standards, it is. But you know,
do you like driving in the snow? Do you swerve?
I don't. I got sent home early today in the snow, so you know.
Hold on a second. Hold on. Rib's cousin, hold on a second. How do you get sent home early while you're in the military?
Well,
never happened
not,
for me.
When you're not deploying, you know, and I'm on shore duty, they, you know, inclement weather, they tell you go home early, you know, because I live about 30 minutes away from base. Like, I'm going to go ahead, beat the storm, go ahead and get home.
See, that's how much the military has changed since when I was in. Because the perfect ploy, Mr. John, is this. You keep you there to work as long as you're supposed to, because we're paying for that. And then the weather is so bad you can't leave, and then you have to stay and continue to work.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a new Navy, as you know.
It is a new Navy.
Kinder, gentler, I believe is the phrase.
What's up with those ugly-ass uniforms?
Yeah, I know. But they still have the dress uniforms are still the same, but all the other uniforms have changed.
I would say in the 4.5 years that I was in, I wore dress uniforms like hardly ever.
I wear a lot.
I believe the only time that off the top of my head I can think about wearing it was at Captain's Mass.
Well, I haven't been to that yet, so that's good.
This is my surprise face, Randy, that what, you went to a Captain's Mass.
Yeah, and take a guess why I went to Captain's Mass.
Is it why you...
Quickly.
I had a little too much fun one night? A little too much, I don't know.
No, I think it's because you popped off and said something you shouldn't have to somebody.
Yeah.
Know that for a fact?
Yeah.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Shocking that my mouth got me in trouble.
That makes sense.
So are you still liking the Rays?
I'm liking the Rays, always.
Continue to like the Rays. Do you sport Tampa Bay stuff, you know, on base and as you're around the world?
Of course. And I'm still rocking my Florida State Seminoles, even though we lost to Houston. But, you know.
I got to be honest. I don't care about any of that. Are you rocking anything knockout radio?
You need to send me some stuff.
Ooh, called you out.
Well, I wouldn't have said it if I didn't expect that response.
Yeah, there you go.
All right, so let's get we only got about a minute and a half left. Send me a text with an address and size and all that mess, and I'll get something out to you.
What are your picks for the awesome. NFL this weekend?
Yeah, let's pretend like we care. What are your picks?
Broncos and Panthers.
What?
That's only because
you can't.
Only because I completely despise the Patriots. I'm sorry.
Ed already has those picks. You have to go with Arizona and Seattle.
Yeah, okay, because, yeah, they're back in Seattle hanging out.
All right, John, stay in touch.
All right, good talking to you, Randy.
Yeah, take care. All right. John Lynch, in roughly 1 hour, will be announced as your next Ring of Honor.
Now, is that a prediction?
It's not out yet officially, but it's everybody knows it. It's everywhere.
But considering it was the first sentence that came out of your mouth at the show.
What? Give me your thoughts, and Ed, if you want to jump in. I know we only have a minute or so left. Cutter hires his former head coach, Mike Smith. I love the loyalty.
I like that.
I think it's awesome. Mm-hmm. I also think he's going to do a great job.
That when they were coaching together up in Atlanta.
And Jacksonville.
They were producing.
Yeah.
You think Dirk's making Mike run and get his coffee now?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I'll tell you what, it was funny. I was at the press conference the other day, and he kept calling him Coach Cutter, or kept calling him Coach. You know, before, you know, he would have never called him Coach because he was the head coach. So it's just funny to watch, you know, the dynamics and stuff of what's going on. And I like it. I'll tell you what, and I'm the naive guy. The conspiracist isn't here. It's coming out that McCoy's all upset because the defensive line coach is going to make him practice.
Whatever.
I hate that. Dude, he's going to be there to work. That's his job. He's making millions. I don't think he's going to be upset if a coach comes in and tells him you have to practice today. It is definitely craziness. All right, who wins the Royal Rumble there across from me, Alex? All right.
Randy Savage.
Shut up. Roman Reigns win, or is there a new champion?
And new. I say and new. The Rock comes out from underneath the canvas.
He could. He could. Randy Savage can't because McDummy, he passed away a few years
ago.
That
was the point.
So
Ric Flair wins.
That could happen. Charlotte could come in and knock everybody out, and then Flair comes and knocks out his daughter and becomes the new champion. I like it. All right, everybody, have a great weekend. More shenanigans next week. We'll be broadcasting live from the PGA Golf Show. You'll be in studio. Hit me up on Twitter, @KnockoutRadio.
@KOAs.